Awesome. Well, welcome everybody to Meet the Owners Call with our owners, Dave Sandoval. We are going to be discussing the Rice brand solubles this evening. Excited to be on with you. Well, Dave's also going to be in Florida and Texas very soon, starting next week. If you want to find out where he's going to be so you can see him live and in action, you can go to our website, theigniteroadtrip.com. Again, that's igniteroadtrip.com, and you can see the locations in Florida and in Texas where he will be, so you can see him live and in action. And without further ado, one of my mentors who I am just so blessed and humbled to have met. Dave, you've taught me so much. I'm learning. I'm one of your people running around sharing this as much as I can. So without further ado, Dave Sandoval, are you on the line with us?
Well, good evening, everybody. Yes, I am, and thank you, Marina. Is that coming across, or is it a little loud?
It sounds like you're okay. You're doing good. You sound good.
Okay, good. Someone had told me that my tone had been a little bit low, so I cranked up the volume on my phone. Hopefully that helped. But anyway, good evening, everybody. My name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, and it is a pretty cool company, and the reason why is because we have people like you. I always say that you judge, you know, a company by the people that it attracts, and through the law of attraction, I believe we have a group of very well-intentioned, very like-minded individuals from divergent backgrounds with a common cause, and that makes me very, very excited. Tonight, this is one of the lowest attendance we had on this call in a long, long time, and I think it's because, you know, we've had so much excitement after convention. And then the subject of tonight's call was fairly boring, rice bran solubles, yada, yada, yada. But believe me, when we get done with tonight's call, there are a lot of people who are going to wish that they had made it onto this call, because I'm going to share with you a plethora of scientifically supported data. Now, very few ingredients in the nutritional field have had or will ever have as much clinically supported data showing that it is amazing. Because we don't play doctor, because we don't make medical claims, I'm going to be dancing around a few subjects, because many of these clinical studies actually make pretty significant claims, which I cannot make because it's just against the law. So what I will tell you is that listen closely to what I say, and you're going to hear that this product is, again, I'm talking about clinical research, it is truly amazing. It's a simple product. It is as simple as they get. So if you have a minute, if you could text, if you could Facebook, I am, if you could, you know, jump on another line if you have it and tell somebody that they want to be on this call, I would take 1 second to do that. And I'll tell you a little bit about where this comes from. Everything's rice bran solubles, big deal. I see rice bran in a lot of products, not the same. Absolutely not. Now, I know that we have a lot of people on the line tonight who may have experience with a cooking apparatus, a cooking utensil, or excuse me, I don't know how to explain it. It's a rice steamer made in Japan. Japanese rice steamers, they look a lot like a crock pot. Except for the lid snaps down and you set a timer and it makes perfectly steamed rice every time. If you want sticky rice, you set it on one setting, et cetera, et cetera. The bottom line is, if you ever put brown rice into a Japanese rice steamer, then you will find when you lift the lid up after it's done that there will be a small brown pancake sitting on top. All of these soluble portions had mixed with steam and risen to the top because they're so light. And it is in that portion where 99% of the value of the rice is. And so it's very difficult to mix that little pancake back into and onto the rice. However, that's where the nutrients in rice are. And if you look at a piece of rice, and you'll see the kernel, you'll realize that you could separate the bran from the white part. And everybody knows that white rice has had the bran removed. And the bran is where the nutrients reside. But the bran is not the nutrients. Okay? The bran is not nutritious. It's what's in the bran that is nutritious. And what's in the bran is a soluble part. About one-third of the bran is the soft, soluble part. And that's the finest, most bio-nutritional piece of food on the planet. And it's crazy that it's less than 1% of the total plant. Just like when we take wheatgrass juice and we take a field that could have 7,000 pounds of wheatgrass and it will only yield 30 pounds of wheatgrass juice powder. And that's amazing concentration. And rice bran solubles has a similar amazing concentration. So when you talk about superfoods, oftentimes you're talking about something that has been, in a way, processed, but not processed the way that most food is processed, that removes the nutritious and valuable parts and adds a bunch of stuff that is not good for you. Our process removes all the stuff that's not so good for you and concentrates all the stuff that is, and that's pretty cool. And the reason why is because white rice, the white portion of rice, is essentially an empty carbohydrate, which does the body very little good. And that 1% of the rice bran soluble is the part that does your body very good. And people think it's healthy to eat brown rice, and they're right. The bran has a lot of fiber, and there are some nutrients in the brown rice. But imagine taking brown rice, 100 pounds, and putting all the nutrients from 100 pounds of brown rice into 1 pound. And that's what we've done with rice bran solubles. Now, it is a patented process that creates this ingredient. It is a patented process that, by the way, creates a kosher and halal and non-GMO ingredient. And as you know, I am working very hard to have the first organic rice bran solubles on the planet. However, I want to emphasize it is kosher, it is non-GMO, it is halal, it is pure and free of every chemical residue, pesticide, anything. So it is a pure, non-GMO, kosher food. It is a patented food. It is a highly concentrated food. And as I stated earlier, it is one of the most researched, validated, and verified foods for being good for your body. Now again, as I said, we don't play doctor and we don't make disease claims. But we do know that if you feed the body right, that we are advocates of a philosophy that deems if you care for the body properly, that the body will reward you with vibrant, perfect health called homeostasis. And that philosophy is called naturopathy. That philosophy is a holistic lifestyle. And one of the recommendations of naturopathy and holistic living is to care for the body in the best way you can. And this food, when you consume it, will be one of, it will fulfill that in a big, big way. Now, a lot of people who follow a paleo diet don't believe that grains should be consumed. They don't believe that rice, which is a grain, should be eaten because it wasn't available to paleo man. So I've got a little bit of information for you, all of you paleo folks, and it's good news, bad news. The good news is you're right. Paleo man was healthier than the people who were not hunters and gatherers. See, when you're a hunter and a gatherer, you go from place to place, you climb trees, you dig holes, you follow herds, whatever it might be. You move around and you have to exercise in order to eat. When you're in an agrarian society, you store food and you eat it very conveniently, and you no longer have to exercise as part of your food consumption. It is that lack of exercise that made the agrarian diet so unhealthy. It was not the fact that they ate rice. Rice is an amazing, nutritious food and can keep people alive if that's all you eat. So let's not get it mixed up here. And I'll give you one more thing about Paleo Man that you may not remember. Paleo Man's average age was 26 years old. That means that 95% of the people living on the phone today could learn nothing from Paleo Man, because Paleo Man didn't live to be the age you are. And so you can't learn anything from somebody who never became your age. So I love paleo philosophy. It means you must be physically fit and eat a wide variety of foods. And that makes sense. That's the part of paleo that's genius. But let's stop getting it twisted and think we need to walk with our knuckles touching the ground and kill an animal with our bare teeth and, you know, drag our date home by her hair. That's not what we're talking about here. We've advanced beyond that. So we could learn a lot from Paleo Man, but let's not get enamored with the paleo lifestyle, because if you do, you're never going to have rice bran solubles. And what I'm about to share with you will make you decide that maybe paleo isn't so smart in that regard. And that's not putting paleo people down. I dig it. I love it. I really do. It's just that we always take stuff too far. We're very extremist in our thinking. And just because we could learn a lot of wonderful lessons from Paleo Man doesn't mean we want to become him. And that's the lesson for today. But do you know that rice bran solubles is known, clinically proven, to have a positive effect? Remember, I can't make any claims, so I'm just going to use code words. It's going to have a positive effect on blood serum glucose levels. That means the amount of sugar that's in your blood, and blood serum cholesterol levels, which is your HDL, your LDL, you know, your triglycerides. So it has a positive effect on blood serum glucose levels and blood serum cholesterol levels. So if you worry about your blood glucose levels, if you worry about your cholesterol levels, then including a product like rice bran solubles on a daily basis could have a very, very positive effect on your body. Now, we talk a lot about, you know, phytochemicals. And people always ask, well, what are the phytochemicals that are in rice bran solubles? What makes them special? And so I want to share that with you guys. And a lot of people don't realize, if you think of rice, you think carbohydrates, right? You think protein. But this has neither of those. This is a fat, one of the healthiest fats on the planet, okay? And it has healthy fat byproducts like vitamin E, antioxidants, but way more powerful than vitamin E, 50 times more powerful than vitamin E. So think about your heart for a second and how vitamin E is good for your heart. 50 times more powerful than vitamin E. And those are called tocotrienols and tocopherols. Tocopherols, we call them tocos just for short, the people who are into phytonutrients. Tocos or tocopherols are amazing. They're fat-soluble nutrients that go directly into your fat-metabolizing organs, like your liver. All fat must be processed by your liver. Imagine the positive effect of having powerful antioxidant fats go through your liver. Powerful anti-inflammatory phytosterols. When you look on TV and you see a lot of companies making claims, these other companies are making claims about lowering cholesterol and shrinking prostates and all this other stuff. And at the end of the day, and even these new multivitamins that are on, they go, oh, we're now good because we've added phytosterols. Well, what are the quality of the phytosterols that they've isolated and added into their multivitamin? I don't know. You know, what are the phytosterols that are sold in little capsules on the infomercials making wild medical claims? I don't know. What I do know is that the phytosterols in our rice bran solubles, patented rice bran solubles, have been clinically proven to be COX inhibitors. You know that means they're powerful anti-inflammatory compounds. Now, inflamed liver is a terrible condition to have. Fats that are antioxidant and anti-inflammatory go through your liver when you eat rice bran solubles. Gamma-orzinol? Wow, gamma-orzinol is becoming, just look it up, gamma-orzinol, O-R-Z-E-N-O-L, gamma-orzinol. Gamma-orzinol is a superstar for what it does. And here's, I'm going to teach you guys something that you will learn at the PHP Academy. One of the secrets that you learn at the PHP Academy that nobody else in the world knows. Just one of the hundreds you're going to learn. And that is about something called adiponectin. Adiponectin is, it's so funny, you know, adiponectin, there's a network marketing company that actually sells rice bran solubles. Just rice bran solubles. And they make these crazy claims about how it burns fat better than anything else in the world and has this magic ingredient, you know, that blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what that magic ingredient is? It's our rice bran solubles, and that magic ingredient is gamma-orzinol. Gamma-orzinol actually does something really, really crazy. Gamma-orzinol inhibits or blocks necrosis factors. And as you know, necrosis factors are really bad. You could look them up. Well, the gamma-orzinol actually has a positive effect on, again, we have to use those words, a positive effect on our blood sugar levels. But check this out. Adiponectin is released when we inhibit NF. When we inhibit beta NF, the beta necrosis factors, then we release a chemical from our body that is like the magic bullet. It is amazing. It is called adiponectin. Now, adipose is fat, okay? Adipose cells and adipose tissue. When our body has too much sugar, we create either adipose cells or we increase the size of adipose cells. So we either create more fat cells or we make this fat cells that are already existing bigger. And so adipose cells are the ones that have the most fat. Adiponectin is a hormone that triggers that fat to be converted, pay attention closely, into sugar. I'm going to say it again. Insulin converts sugar into fat when we have too much sugar in our blood. And once we store sugar, once we convert sugar into fat, nothing burns that fat except for a hormone called adiponectin. Okay? Well, guess what rice bran solubles does? It dramatically increases the body's ability to produce adiponectin, which means that you're burning fat for energy instead of protein, instead of muscle. When your body goes through its glycolic system, well, instead of burning protein, it goes straight to fat. And that is a magic bullet, okay? So rice bran solubles inhibits beta NF or NF and raises adiponectin levels, clinically proven. Clinically proven to raise adiponectin levels. It is clinically proven to create a ketonic effect on the body to make and force it to burn fat without going into ketosis. Think about this for a second. all these ketonic diets that people have talked about that harm your kidneys and everything, they're getting popular again. Well, guess what rice bran does? It creates ketonic activity without damaging your body. It increases what's called satiety or I can't even pronounce it. The way when you feel satisfied, when you don't feel hungry, it increases that feeling of being satisfied. And anybody knows how to create to pronounce S-A-T-I-E-T-Y, you just let me know, okay? But it increases that feeling in your body. So again, I'm just gonna run down the level that we've already covered. Anti-inflammatory raises adiponectin levels, increases your feeling of being satisfied and full. It is ketonic, which means it forces your body to burn fat. It has a super low glycemic index. It has a positive effect on blood serum glucose levels. Read between the lines. A positive effect on blood serum cholesterol levels. Read between the lines. These are clinical studies, published clinical studies. But guess what? A new one just came out about bone loss. That's right, bone loss. Well, we all know that when we have, too much meat or too much sugar or too much alcohol or too much white, flour, that we have an increase in uric acid. And uric acid is the most toxic, nasty stuff that is created when we eat, okay? Even if you eat healthy food, you could create uric acid that will destroy your body if you don't eat a balanced diet. Even foods that are otherwise healthy in black and white, if not eating in proper ratios and proportions with other foods, then they can be very damaging. And so, for example, any overconsumption of protein in one day. So even protein that might be good, too much of it could become bad. So when our body creates uric acid, then we must counteract it. And green foods are very good at doing that. Ellagic acid and tart cherry is very, very good at doing that. But who would have thought that rice bran solubles would also be very good at doing that? So we inhibit bone loss, and we now get to add that to our very, very long list of positive effects. Now, if you stop and think about rice bran solubles, you know that it's amazing when you turn it into a snack before you run in a marathon or you do some type of ultra event. The combination of coconut oil and rice bran solubles mixed with activated barley, a little bit of honey, and some mashed up cashew nuts or walnuts or something like that. Just mash it all up, put it into a piece of wax paper tube that you make yourself. You just put it down in the middle of the wax paper, roll the wax paper into a tube, tape one end together, and you just squeeze that tube, and that goes with you the whole time. You tuck it into your belt. You have it while you're riding your bike. You have it while you're running, and that is better than the goo, the nasty stuff that they sell with the artificial preservatives and colors and flavors and ingredients you'd never put in your body while you're running your engine at its highest speed. You're putting junk into your body. I don't think so. People have used rice bran solubles to make amazing desserts. I call it, you could use it as a sweetener because it has a sweet, nutty taste. You could literally take a tablespoon and put it into your mouth and go yummy, yummy, yummy. So whenever I have rice milk or almond milk, I tell people, I make aguaderos. Now, aguaderos is a little bit like almond milk, but all you do is you take brown rice and you soak it for I soak mine for about 20 to 30 hours. And you don't change the water, so you leave it in the refrigerator. And then you put it in a blender and you blend it all up. And what I do after I make my rice flour, my aguaderos, is I take about 5 tablespoons of rice bran solubles. And I mix it in to that 2 quarts of aguaderos. And then I use that when I have cereal or when I need to put something, into my oatmeal or something like that. And it is amazing. It's delicious. It tastes like horchata, if you guys have ever had that. Add a little bit of cinnamon, and it is amazing. So if you're getting a little bit tired of almond milk or maybe one of those, try to make your own aguaderos or horchata and just use rice bran solubles and make it super, super nutritious. You could add it to your own, though. If you get the plain flavor, you know, the unsweetened, that's right, get the unsweetened and add some rice bran solubles. So rice bran solubles, I want to remind you that, again, you're listening to, you know, the Meet the Owners call. We're having a special on rice bran solubles this month, so they asked me to talk a little bit about it. If you're kosher, this is cool. If you're halal, this is cool. If you're worried about genetically modified organisms, this is cool. If you think that, you know, there might be chemicals in your food, this is completely chemical-free. It has gamma orzinol, tocotrienols, tocopherols, phytosterols. It prevents bone loss. It's anti-inflammatory. It raises adiponectin levels. It increases your feeling of being satisfied. It is ketonic. It has a low glycemic index, a positive effect on blood serum and glucose cholesterol levels in your blood serum. In fact, Mike Bridges, who's the world record holder in powerlifting, swears by rice bran solubles. If you're a breastfeeding mother, you're going to want rice bran solubles. If you worry about the elasticity in your skin and why your skin gets dry and why it doesn't have elasticity, you're going to want rice bran solubles. Again, this is healthy for your heart. It's healthy for your brain. It's healthy for your muscles. It's healthy for your entire body, and it reduces fat in and around your organs. Ladies, that means belly fat, code language. Okay, that little pillow that most people get around their organs when they're experiencing stress, not getting enough sleep and all of that. So you wonder why rice bran solubles is in the power shake, and now you know. My name is David Sandoval. You have been listening, and you are listening to the Meet the Owners call. If you give me 1 minute, I have one important piece of information to share with you. Just give me 1 second. My mouth's getting a little bit dry. Well, amazing. There are exactly 444 people on the call tonight, and that's a pretty cool number. Again, it's about down 200 to 300 from what we typically have on these calls. So I want you to let those people who didn't make it on tonight know that Rice Bran Solubles is in the house. Now, a couple of things, a little bit of things I've really been wanting to share with you. Coming out of convention, you guys have created energy that gave us our biggest single day. The first month of the year was the biggest single day we've ever had on the first month of a year in the history of this company. So thank you very much for that. Secondly, the excitement about the kids' products hasn't even begun yet. We've got an entire line of kids' products that we launched by the end of this month, by the first week of October at the latest. We are making a contribution to Project Smile, which helps kids that have cleft lips. And it looks like we're going to be able to help between 10 and 40 kids have surgeries to reverse their cleft lips. I'm very, very proud of that. But more importantly, we are going on our 48 days, 48 cities and 47-day tour for Purium. And it is coming to a city near you or a city near somebody you know. I'm telling you that if you would just do me a huge favor and put behinds in chairs, I will rock their world. We will change their lives. We'll share with them things. We don't charge for these events. I'm spending over $100,000 of my own money to send our teams to 48 cities to share this knowledge for people who could not make it to convention. If you couldn't make it here, we're coming to see you, okay? So once again, my name is David Sandoval. I love you guys. You guys are the reason I wake up in the morning. It's the reason I do what I do. And the fact that you have taken up my cause, the fact that you are doing and helping me do this, and for all of you, the hundreds of people who have signed up to learn at the PHB Academies, thank you so much. You have inspired me beyond my expectations. And I've been re-energized, refueled for the future. This is just the beginning. It may sound crazy. I've been doing this for 30 years, and I feel like this is the beginning of what we've been working for. So if you're here now, And you're wondering, you know, how long has this been going on? Well, it's been going on for 30 years, but guess what? It's just getting ignited now. And I feel it. I feel your energy. I am feeding off of your energy. I need it. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm now going to do what we always do at this time. I'm going to unlock the phone so we could express our ohana, our family, our familia, together with an aloha, an arrivederci, whatever it is that you want to say, au revoir, you know, goodbye, ciao, you got it. But here we are all together once again, and I love it.